There's only ever going to be one Marsha Brady. I know Peter Siddle loves Marsha Brady because everyone did back in the day, and he is probably thinking about her right now in quarantine in Tassie in a hotel. Not sure what else he's doing, but he joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, boys.
Did you like Marsha, Jan, or Cindy?
Oh, mate, I think I was a bit too young to even worry about her. She's turning 64. Jesus Christ.
Surely you watched The Brady Bunch.
Nah.
Really?
That was well before me. Come on, guys. I'm only 35.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either. Yeah, but I'm a bit older than Pete. But I didn't watch that. That was rubbish. I didn't watch that.
You blokes. Get a life, you blokes. Goodness me. And we can actually say that to you, Peter, these days, because you're sitting in the quarantine hotel. You need to get a life. How are you tracking?
Yeah, I'm going all right. It's the morning of day 11, so ticking along quite nicely. Not doing too bad.
What can you do in quarantine in Tassie? What's your life look like day to day?
Well, I'm still in bed. I don't leave the bed much. And the best thing about being in quarantine and sleeping more than normal, you can't get in trouble. It's the best thing to do.
Great result.
But I've been doing a lot of reading, bit of Netflix, NBA basketball's back, football at night. So there's been enough to pass the time.
So you're not bored yet. You're going okay. You sound like pretty upbeat with only 3 days to go.
Oh, I think that's why I am upbeat. Knowing I've only got a couple of days to go, but it's been all right. Like I said, it's got to be done, and you know, as long as you find something to do and enough things to pass the day, that you get through.
How are you feeling? I mean, obviously you're not out of the quarantine yet, but has reality hit yet? Yet that you've left Victoria and you're heading down to the Apple Isle?
A little bit. I think probably more so, I reckon, once I am out, and I can go and meet up with the boys and then obviously the group and everything like that. I think that's when it'll hit home. So probably on Monday it becomes reality then when I rock up to my first training day and meet everyone and, start my career again at a new state. So I think, putting on different tracksuit will feel a little bit different at first.
Now, we go to all of Tasmania, not just here in Victoria. So I know there's a lot of people listening that are very excited that you are joining Tasmania. Take us through, almost like your living arrangements, I guess, because there was some talk at one point that you may have lived in Victoria and played for Tassie and all these sorts of things. Tell us exactly what you're actually going to do.
When I'm obviously in Tasmania, I'm in Tasmania. I think, people got a bit misunderstood when it was first discussed. The fact that I won't be down here however lot was just the fact that I play for the Adelaide Strikers, so over the next couple of years I'll be flying out to Adelaide to join them. I've still got a contract with Essex over in England, so then I'll leave for 6 months in winter here to play over there. So I think that's, when I'm in Tassie, I'm here permanently. I do jet set off and join other teams at different stages, which will take me away from the state. But, wholeheartedly, once I'm here, I'm all in, and I'll be doing everything I can to win games for Tassie.
There's so many good fast bowlers in Tasmania at the moment, and the two that sort of stand out to me is obviously Riley Meredith for his pace and even maybe some like Gabe Bell for his ability to move the ball in the air. But there's others as well. Who is the one that you're looking forward to spending most time with? Is there one that stands out?
I think, like you said, that the whole group, because, they do have an exciting young bunch of fast bowlers that, are starting out and looking to develop and play and represent Tasmania. But I think someone who reminds me a little bit of myself when I was young, energetic and just charged in, and young Nathan Ellis, I think, we all got to see a lot of him in the Big Bash, and then he finished the season strong in his first taste of Shield cricket. And I just think, he just he just charges in fast and just tries the bowl sort of as quick as he can, bit of skill, that excites me. I think, just seeing him having a crack last year, that's a good story. Where he comes from Sydney, and then struggled down here. So I think, it's going to be exciting working with the whole group. But if, I'm looking forward to, obviously working alongside him.
I'm interested, you were talking about the living in quarantine. Do you go? Are you the sort of person that goes back and reflects on your international career and might watch the best of an Ashes series you played in and watch old Vision, get our man Rob's Twitter account and have a look at all the stuff from the past that he posts? What do you like consuming cricket from the past, particularly in events that you're part of?
To be fair, and I'll be honest, I don't really watch a lot of cricket.
Yeah, I thought you might say that.
As silly as that sounds, I play enough of it. I spend enough time out there. I don't really enjoy watching it. To be honest, so I don't think I've watched any cricket since I've been.
Yeah, there you go.
I follow the scores, obviously the England scores and stuff like that, and county scores on Essex. Essex started back this week, so. Following them, but I can't watch it. I've been around cricket for too long, so not really a cricket watcher. More the NBA, just like I said earlier, the NBA during the morning till the afternoon, and then the footy at night.
Well, you'll be pleased to know that Ireland defeated England in the third one day out this morning, so a great result for Ireland in that one day, even though they've lost the series. So a bit of a score update for you. Just on this whole Tassie situation, are you nervous?
A little bit, yeah. I sort of feel like... No, it's similar to when I got my first contract with Victoria, and you're sort of rocking up as a young kid, to a new group. I think, yeah, obviously I'm not that young kid anymore, but, just rocking up to a new group. And it's just a new environment that you have to sort of try and fit in with and just how to be, like, deal with it more than anything. I know I've played with a lot of the players in the team, but... it's exciting. I think it's a new adventure, and I'm really looking forward to it. Can't wait till Monday and rock up on the first day of school. It'll be exciting.
And what would you say to Reece Shaw if you could just tell him one thing with your Kangaroos? What would you say to Reece Shaw to fix things down there at the Kangaroos?
Hey, he fixed it last weekend, mate. We were on fire last weekend. I know we're playing the worst team we've probably ever seen in the last 10-20 years, but. A win's a win, but just keep having a crack. You want to see exciting football. If they're playing exciting football and losing, I think as a fan, you don't mind watching that. That's what you want to see. Just see them having a crack, playing, taking the game on, and that's how the best teams play. And I reckon that's the way to go.
Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Now, before we let you go, there's a lot of us in Victoria that really can't leave their houses for any great length of time. Now, you're in a situation where you can't leave your hotel room. How have you stayed fit? Give us some advice on how to stay fit.
Yeah, well, at least they can get outside and actually exercise. I can go outside into the car park, into a little cage and walk around in circles for half an hour. So it's a bit tougher in here, but... I'm pretty lucky. I brought down my road bike and my indoor trainer, so I've had that connected up. I've been riding in here. The guys, Tassie guys, dropped off some weights for me, so I've been able to do some weights in the room. But it hasn't been very full on training, that's for sure. It's a bit more low key.
There's plenty of time for that, Sid. You've got plenty of time for training. Don't overdo it in quarantine. Get that sleep in, watch the NBA, and just don't be afraid to binge on the Brady Bunch the next little couple of days as well.
No, there you go.
I'll watch some highlights just for you boys.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to chat as always. Look forward to seeing how you go in the build-up to a big Shield season for Tasmania.
Cheers, lads. Thanks very much. Chat soon.